Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending January 17th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Asafa Powell approves plans to erect monument to honor him at National Stadium. Jamaican Olympic sprinter Asafa Powell has given his approval to a monument being built to honor him at National Stadium. Powell and his wife viewed a maquette of the monument with Jamaica's Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange. Asafa and Alicia Powell approved the maquette during a visit to Grange. According to the couple, the artist who sculpted Powell's likeness had accurately portrayed all the athlete's details. Bob Marley's birthday to be feted by Bob Marley Foundation. The Bob Marley Foundation will celebrate the 75th birthday of the legendary reggae singer. According to the foundation, arrangements have been finalized for the celebration to be staged on February 6, 2020, with the theme Marley 75 Redemption. The celebration will include concert performances by Marley's sons at the Bob Marley Museum in Kingston. The celebration will also offer a children's music and book festival, a petting zoo for children, and an artisan village. The theme of the singer's Diamond Jubilee was inspired by Marley's Redemption song, his last reggae recording prior to his death in 1981. This week's Caribbean news. Trinidadian poet wins major poetry prize. Roger Robinson, a dub poet from Trinidad, is the winner of the prestigious T.S. Eliot Prize. His collection, entitled A Portable Paradise, was cited in the award. John Burnside, a poet and the chair of the judges' panel, wrote in the Guardian newspaper that the collection, which covered topics such as violence, dealing with racism, and the fire at the Grenfell Tower in London in 2017, is built on observations of ordinary daily life. The T.S. Eliot Prize is awarded in the United Kingdom for new poetry in English published in the UK or the Republic of Ireland. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. South Florida diaspora welcomes Dr. Henry Lowe. Dr. Henry Lowe, a Jamaican researcher and scientist known around the world, visited South Florida and discussed his pioneering work with members of the Jamaican diaspora at the Chateau Mar Golf Resort in Lauderhill. Dr. Lowe recently obtained a patent for a groundbreaking treatment of pancreatic cancer. The drug was developed by Lowe's company, Flavor Curel LLC. He spoke to an audience of some 200 residents of Florida, including Jamaica's Consul General to Miami, Oliver Mayer. This week's business news. Ministry of Entertainment launches app for Reggae Month. Olivia Grange, Jamaican Minister of Entertainment, announced a collaboration between her ministry and the nation's Ministry of Tourism for the development of a Reggae Month app. The app will permit promoters of all types of Jamaican music events, including, in addition to reggae, genres like dub, rocksteady, skia, and dancehall, to add their own events to those already included. Additionally, the app will allow music fans to keep informed about all of the pending shows and performances, conferences, and other musical events occurring during Reggae Month 2020. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. UK Literature Festival to feature painting of Jamaica Nurse. The Wolverhampton Literature Festival, an annual event, will feature a historical painting from 1950 of a Jamaican nurse by Irene Welborn, a white Birmingham artist. The painting, entitled Nurse Brown from Jamaica, has created considerable interest, partly due to the mystery surrounding the nurse portrayed in the iconic work. Little information is available about the subject of the painting, and questions have arisen about whether the gesture she is making is linked to Rastafarianism. Jeffney Ashcroft, a writer and historian from Wolverhampton, believes the painting should be displayed since the importance of the Windrush generation for Britain is finally being recognized. This week's sports. Jamaican woman to be first third umpire in men's international cricket. Jamaica's Jacqueline Williams will be the first woman in history to serve as the third umpire in a men's international match. Williams, 43, will take on the historic role when she officiates in the first of three 2020 internationals. The match will pit Jamaica against the visiting team Ireland. In May of 2019, Williams became the first woman named to the International Cricket Council's International Panel of Match Referees. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.